Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Hey, thanks for being a part of the 5 o'clock club. First hour of the show. Getting all warmed up here.
Yep.
We've got a brand new Blown Off coming up this morning around 7:05. That's where you have a great date or great couple dates, and all of a sudden you're getting ghosted. And we replay that tomorrow morning, sort of around this time, around like 6:05. So you can hear it. I know, you know, you're not going to change your schedule for us, and we don't expect you to.
No.
So that's why we do that. But speaking of blown off and getting ghosted, I saw something online, and I wonder what you think about this. And if you want to chime in, 79 Coast, is getting ghosted a gift?
Oh, sometimes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
I mean, this, because normally, I mean, we approach this as like a, it's not a good thing because now you left the person going, well, what's wrong with me? What
yeah.
did I do?
And they want some sort of closure.
Yeah, exactly. And to you, it's like it consumes you.
Yeah.
Because you were really interested.
Right.
You know? I mean, if you're like just kind of casual and you're like, well, the person disappeared, whatever.
Yeah, right.
That's one thing.
You yeah.
know, then you're probably not messaging us and trying to get a hold of the person, right?
Right.
But the people who we have on are really like interested and feel duped.
Yes.
You know, so that's bad. But what do you think about that? Is getting ghosted a gift?
Yeah. I mean, I think in every way, in one way, you don't have to have the horrible conversation about
right.
like, I don't like you and what you don't like about me. In other ways, like you dodged a bullet. Like, obviously, well, it wasn't going to work out anyway.
And
so
what does it say about someone who ghosts?
Right, exactly.
Who doesn't have the respect for you.
Right.
To say something. So this was some TikTok thing, and I'm not going to play the whole thing because, of course, it was a long, you know.
Yeah.
But one of the things that this guy said in it, which is true, is that a lot of the time people who are ghosting, who are just completely not responding to you, have their own work to do.
Yeah.
And it's really more about them,
mm-hmm.
which means you probably did dodge a bullet.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think...
If they don't have the self-esteem to be able to say,
right.
hey, this isn't working.
Yeah.
And they don't have the respect for you, it could be a reflection of them.
Right. And they're not ready for a relationship. They're not just
right.
there. So.
Because relationships are about communication.
Yeah, exactly.
And about respect for each other. And
right.
Yeah. So I that kind of turned around my thinking on...
Yeah.
On ghosting, and that it sometimes it can be good.
There were definitely times that I was ghosted, and thank God, because the guy was, you know, a scumbag.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I know that now, but at the time,
right.
Okay, great. I dodged a bullet, and I didn't have to hear what was wrong with me.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Well, that's right. The guy who, before I met Tim, the guy who, like, I say catfish, but he also ghosted, because we were chatting, we were going to meet up, and then the time we were going to meet up, he was gone.
Yeah.
Like... Weird. All trace.
Yeah.
Or no trace. All traces.
No trace. Untraceable.
He was...
Detraced.
All traces were gone.
There we go.
Therefore, there were no traces.
Yeah.
There was
no traces were to be had.
Yeah.
That's right.
Traces were non-existent.
Right. And who knows what would happen if you met up with him?
Well, we were going to fall in love and have the most wonderful relationship, obviously.
Obviously.
That's what I thought. Because he was amazing and too good to be true.
Yep. Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
I always want, what do people get out of that? You know what I mean?
Like ghosting? Catfishing.
The combination of catfishing and ghosting. I mean, if you're going to steal personal information, that's one thing, but he wasn't doing that.
I think they get the feeling that someone loves them.
Mm.
Because they don't get it normally. They're too, they have low self-esteem.
There you go.
And they don't know how to approach people. Mm-hmm. And so they make themselves into someone that they're not so they can hear from someone like you, you're amazing, you're so great, I
right.
love you, I can't wait to see you, you're hot, whatever you said.
I didn't say I love you, just so we're clear.
You know,
I'm not that crazy.
Right, but they get that, and that
right.
makes them feel, you know, it's really...
Like valid.
Yes, it's nothing against you, it's everything, like, for them.
Well, you know, who needs Karen when you've got us?
I mean...
We just
what's
therapied
next?
The crap out of that just now.
I'm proud of us.